वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदानये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय माम चरणं
And then you should follow me and come to India, South India, on the bank of very beautiful Godavari River. And here, the dialogues between Roy Ramananda and Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is eagerly waiting for Roy Ramananda. When he will come? So, when there was night,
don't break my legs. Your father has not come?
No, yes. I should be here.
Huh? Oh.
Today he is coming? What I got telling?
Come to the south.
And here, Mahaprabhu was eagerly waiting for Roy Ramananda. Now darkness is coming. Night is going to be. And Roy Ramananda came in very simple dress. Only one dhoti. And he came and he fell flat in the Lord's feet of Chaitanya. And Mahaprabhu what?
Embraced.
And then Mahaprabhu told, I'm very satisfied. The nectar that you are giving, I'm not satisfied. I want to have more and more and more. I heard Vaidhi Bhakti from you. Only paraphernalia will not do. Oh, this should be with love and affection. Like we get so many examples of Khola Becha Sridhar in Naudip Lila, Bidurani,
Sabari,
or Krishna and Duryodhan and all. Yeah. So, if you have so much excessive love and affection for Gurudev, oh, charity begins from home, so begin from home. That is Gurudev and Vaishnava. Diksha Guru and Shiksha. Have love and affection. And then Gurudev may kindly give that in the lotus feet of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu asked, I want to hear something more. Then he told that, oh, Bhakti Bhaiti. What is Bhaiti Bhakti? It will not do. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. Mate Kriyatam. Api Jadi Kutu Lab. Api Labhyate.
తత్ర లౌల్యమపి మూల్యమేకలం జన్మ కోటి సుకృతి న లభ్యతే. ఓ యో ఎనీ పర్పట్ ఆఫ్ స్వామీజీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి మహారాజ్ we want to follow him and in the line of Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu.
First, the translation. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activities performed in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be obtained only by paying one price, that is, intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. And then our Srila Prabhupada's purport. The previous two verses are included in Pajavali of Sri Rupa Goswami. Verse 69, that is about the paraphernalia, refers to devotional service in faith, and verse 70 refers to devotional service rendered out of intense greed for Raganuga Bhakti. Henceforward, the basic principle underlying the talks between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai will be spontaneous loving service to the Lord. The regulative principles according to the injunctions of the Shastras are necessary insofar as one's original dormant Krishna consciousness is not spontaneously awakened. An example of spontaneous action is the flowing of rivers into the ocean. Nothing can stop that flow of water. Similarly, when one's dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened, it spontaneously flows to the lotus feet of Krishna without impediment. Whatever will be spoken henceforth by Ramananda Rai is based on this, and it will be agreeable to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then there's a quote from our Prabhupada in another year. He says that, I have translated the words Krishna consciousness from this Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. So here, Rupa Goswami advises, if Krishna consciousness is available, please purchase it immediately. Don't delay. It is a very nice thing.
Very good. Oh, you should explain some more things about this.
జ్ఞానందనశలాకయా చక్షురన్మీలితం జైన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. Now we have come to this verse which can be found in Srila Rupa Goswami Pad's Padyavali. Krishna bhakte rasa bhavitamati kritam yadi kutopi labhyate tatra lolyam api mulamekalam. In this verse, first of all, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON, he has given the information to us that this phrase, Krishna consciousness, he has taken from this verse, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. In other words, the International Society for Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. What does that mean? Mati means one's consciousness should be Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita, completely saturated with Krishna Bhakti Ras. Just like a rasagula. Rasagula is cooked and it is immersed in the rasa. And it soaks there for a long time. Then when you take that rasagula, everywhere in that rasagula from top to bottom, if you touch it on the top, on the side, in the middle, on the bottom, anywhere you touch, only ras, ras and ras. More rasa is coming out. And even if you squeeze it, then more rasa will come out. And even if you squeeze it and squeeze it until all the rasas come out, anyway, still inside there's more rasa. It's still there. So this is Srila Prabhupada. His intention was what thing? To have international society, to have your consciousness completely saturated from top to bottom, inside and out, wherever anyone will touch, this Bhakti Rasa will be there. What is that Bhakti Rasa? So far, Srila Roy Ramananda, he's spoken about Bhakti. And now for the first time, the topic of Bhakti Rasa has come up. There is a big difference between Bhakti and Bhakti Rasa. This Bhakti Rasa is the specific contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world through his nearest and dearest Sri Rupa Goswami Pad. When a devotee is practicing Bhakti, gradually, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, then Bhav will come. In the stage of Bhav, first Stai Bhav, one permanent ecstatic mood in a particular relationship with Krishna, either Dasyarati, Sakyarati, Vatsalyarati, or Madhuryarati. Friendship mood, servitor mood, friendship mood, parental mood, or beloved's mood. This is Stai Bhav. On the basis of this, so many other ecstatic emotions, such as Vibhav, Anubhav, Satvika Bhav, and Vyavachari Bhav, they will mix together on the basis of the Stai Bhav. When these five types of Rasa Samagri are mixed together and they produce one miraculous experience, Yatiti Bhavana Vatma, Yas Chamakara Bhavabhu, Chite Satujale Bharam, Swadite Saraso Mataha. This is Srila Rupa Goswami Pad's definition of Rasa. When all the ingredients of Rasa are mixed together due to a very vast inundation of Shuddha Sattva, spiritual energy within the heart of the living entity, at that time, it produces one astonishing taste that is called Bhakti Rasa. So how to attain this? This is the goal of our devotion, our devotional practices. So in this verse, it is stated, Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Yadi Kutopi Labhyate. If such a state of existence, of tasting the mellows of love for Krishna, transcendental spontaneous love, if this is available anywhere, Kutopi means anywhere it's available, then Labhyate. You must go there at once and purchase it. You should purchase it. That means there's a price. Yes, there is a price to purchase this. What is that? Tatra Lolyam Api Mola Mekalam. The only price is greed. Those who are very, very greedy, those whose hearts are intensely hankering for this and this alone, only they will be able to attain this Krishna Bhakti Rasa. Koti Janma Sukritar Nalabhyate. Here, Koti Janma means 10 million births. If you pass 10 million births performing Vaidhi Bhakti even, following the angas of Vaidhi Bhakti, still, there is no guarantee that you will be able to realize Krishna Bhakti Rasa. It is only available by greed. So this verse is explaining that only by following Vaidhi Bhakti, you cannot attain Krishna Bhakti Rasa. But by greed, you can attain it. And this greed only comes by association with those Vaishnavas who themselves are the embodiment of Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavatamati. If one will come into the association of a Vaishnava who is rasic, from top to bottom completely saturated with the mellows of Vrindavan, then by their association, being unconditionally surrendered there and hearing from them and following them externally and internally, then all this Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavatamati can be available, otherwise not.
Very good. In this world, bhakti, nishpure bhakti, is very rare, very rare. How rare? Why rare? Because anna vilasita sunyam jnana karma dhyanamitam anukullena krishnanu shilanam bhakti rupam. Very rare in this world. But it can be achieved by two ways. One, by regular doing bhakti, practicing Vaidhi bhakti. And one is what?
Galloping Raganugam.
Raganugam.
Spontaneous devotion.
A spontaneous devotion. It can be. But Vaidhi Bhakti even, Koti Janma Sukritir. By this you can have association of high class of Bhakti. If no Sukriti of millions of life, and there is no sanskar for this. Oh, sadhu sangha is very, very durlabha.
Difficult.
And when this sadhu sangha will be done, by the effect, bhakti may come. May come. But laulyakam cannot come. It's very rare, more rare. And for that is why it has been told. Bhaktistu bhagavat sangena parichayate sangastu
satsanga prapate
pumbi purvajan sukriti sanchita. If there is a heap of collection of so much sukriti, punji bhur, then sadhu sangha. If you have no sadhu sangha, or sadhu will come to you and he will tell that, oh, you should associate me, hear me. Oh, he cannot hear. If hearing, he cannot
understand
what that. So very rare. But more rare is laulya. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita. He explained. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatan kutopi jati labhyate tatra laulyam api mulyakam. What is that laulya? Very high class of greed. Intensive.
Intense greed.
But how it will come? Very rare. How it will come? By so many ways, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells. The greed may come. That greed is not controlled by anyone. Anyone cannot control. Oh, why you have done greed? A very poor, lower class of black person pulling rickshaw wala, he can have greed to marry with Diana. Diana, you know?
Yes.
He can have. Anyone can control, cannot control on him. Anyone can do any greed. So, thus any greed is coming. How it will come? It may come that in previous lives you have met any high class of Rasik Tattva Vaishnava. Like whom? Sukadeva Goswami. Navatta Tarsai Upadiyamana
Bhavasudachatta Manovirama.
Nivetta Tarsai Upagiyamana Bhavasudachatta Manovirama Ka Uttam Shlokanan Vahirajjetina. But he's totally immersed in what? Sweet pastimes of Krishna. And his mati. Mati means?
Consciousness.
Saturated. Upside, inside, sides, everywhere lies rasa golla. And all time. If you will
squeeze,
rasa will come. What? How to squeeze? To ask very politely and humbly. What this is to please. And the rush will come. How it will come? Madhubesh Charitra.
Tasmin
Vahan Mukharita. Madhubesh Charitra. Madhubesh Charitra means? Who lives in where? Madhura. Because it is Madhur. And in Mathura where? In Govardhan Radha Kunda. And he is Madhu himself. And his life and everything is like more Madhu, honey.
Very sweet.
How it is sweet? Like Sukhdev Goswami is telling. For Sukhdev it has. Nivetta tarsai upagiyamana. He has no worldly desire at all. Detached from all these things. And always saturated with the Krishna modes, past times always. And his Harikatha of gopis, beginning from Nandah Kim Akarot Brahman, Shivo Evo Mahodayam.
Yasudasya Mahabhaga, Papu Jasastanam Hari.
Oh, what authorities of what they have done, Nanda and Yasuda. That Nanda always used to take Krishna in his lap. And Ma Yasoda used to give milk to Krishna. What action they have done? What authorities? What donation and what? If we know, then we will do and have a love and affection for that. And these sweet kathas are Maha Mahaushadhi, are Rama Bhaan.
Infallible.
Medicine of? Oh, this power of.
The disease of birth and death, material existence.
And also this is the medicine of heart disease of gopis. Bira.
Separation.
So, everyone should try to hear this. And by hearing, lull can come. That special kind of thing. Like Vishi, when Uddhava went to Braja, and he saw the glory of gopis, high class. Then he became so much wondered, or what?
Astonished.
And he is praying. What he is praying? Javai Sri Archit Pada Ajadvi Apta Kamai Jogvai Sarai Rapi Jadatmani Rasa Gustyam Krishna Shatat Bhagavata Charanaravindam Nastam Stanesh Vijahau Parirabhitapam. Javai Sri Archit Ajadvi Apta. You know, Brahma, Shankar, they all want to attend the mercy of Sri Lakshmi. But they cannot. And Jogeshwarai, who are Jogeshwar? Shankar. Here, others, so many are. Oh, they want to serve the lotus feet of Krishna with a rod, with love and affection. But it is very hard. Even in
there are many trance.
They cannot see. And that lotus feet, which Brahma and Lakshmi and all are
worshipping,
in meditation, but even in meditation they cannot have the darshan. And with that lotus feet, what gopis are doing? Playing, keeping them on their breast. And vijahau parirabdhata. And they left there, separation. It was heart rogue of so how glorious are gopis. By the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, if anyone hear all these things, also Asamahu Charanarin Jusamaham Shyam Vrindavane Kimap Gulmalatau Sadhiya Yah Dusvajan Sajan Arjapatanchahitva Vevje Mukunda Padavim Sutim. What? Ashamaho. Charana Reju Sam. Oh, I want to be any
blade of grass.
Blade of grass. Why you want? Because in night it may be any gopi full of what? Rasa. And Anurag, high class of devotion. And she is going to meet with Krishna in Abhisar. And it may be that she can come and keep their lotus feet on my head. And thus their lotus feet dust will come and my life will be successful. And then he is praying that I should be any blade of grass there.
Small plant or creeper.
Anyhow. And my life will be successful. And he became a cross in Uddhav Kunda. Between Radha Kunda and Giriraj Govardhan. Oh. Each kalpa, one cross, and there are millions of crosses.
It's come one Uddhav.
Yeah.
And that after that he began to pray. Bande Nanda Prajay Srina Padme Nama Vishnasa Jasan Hari Katho Git Punat Bhuana. I pray that what I am praying to one
special
dust of gopis. One, even one. And what it may be? One who is one? O Srimati Radhika. I want to be a dust. Always. Attached with her lotus feet. Oh, when they were separated with Krishna, oh, they began to sing what? Tava katha amritam
prapta jivanam
Oh, and Krishna disappeared and they became mad totally. And Sukdev Goswami is telling that gopis are praying to Krishna. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam. O Krishna, O black, your this sweet katha, pastimes, are like more than nectar. More than nectar. And they are life. If anyone is going to die, and he is so much in suffering, feeling suffering, and dying, if he can hear his pastimes, his Hari Katha, his name even, life will return back and he will be happy. This is true. Oh, Katha Amritam. Oh, your Katha is itself nectar. No, it is more costly and more precious and more glorious than nectar of heaven in so many ways. Oh, this explanation is so long. But I am telling you something. Tapta jivanam, but life is tapta. This gives life. Kavi reeditam. Oh, because Brahma, Shankar, and all Kavi, they have.
Poet.
Huh?
All the poets they described.
They have described like this. Kalmasha apaham. By hearing all kinds of suffering, kalmas, anartha, sins, everything will go. By only hearing, will go. Ritam kalma shapaham shravana mangalam. Oh, only by hearing, all kinds of all anartha and everything, or even endless birth of
chain
of birth and life and suffering, everything will go away, no doubt. Those who give these kinds of harikatha, or really they are very high class of donator.
Donor.
Oh, high class. So, we pray in their lotus feet. And we will never be indebted to them. Forever we will be.
We can never repay them.
We cannot repay. Who is telling this? Gopis. Who are gopis there? Oh, Rukmini,
Chandravali
and his party. But Radhika and his party, Lalita Vishakha, what they are telling? Tava katha amritam. We don't want to hear your Hari katha. Never, never. We have spoiled our life. So they are telling, don't hear this black person's or these sweet katha. Never and never.
Poison.
So katha, mritam. Yan mritam means?
Poison. Yes. Poison.
Dead.
Yes, like a poison.
If anyone is very happy in family life, then as you were before coming here. And now you are life what?
Spoiled.
So awesome.
One lady came to me in morning and she was telling, Maharaj, weeping, I don't want to go in my home. Why? I want to be always with Vaishnava in Vrindavan. Why you are weeping? And if you go to Vrindavan, you may weep more and more and more. Why you want? Don't do so. Forget Krishna. So gopis are taken. Mritam. Those who were happy in their family life. Oh. By hearing that black's pastime. Oh, we became very. What?
Lives are ruined.
Their life is spoiled.
Destiny.
Tapta jivanam. He makes our life tapta.
Full of suffering.
Full of suffering. Nothing to eat. Nothing is in pocket. He has no pocket. Anything. So don't do so. We have done wrong to give our heart. Why we gave our loves and affection? Oh, you should take away? Oh, that is the problem. Tapta jivanam kabhi biriditaram. Oh, in Shastra. Brahman, Shankar and so many have told, Narada has told, to have affection to Krishna. Oh, they are all cheaters. Top to bottom. Why they are writing so? Oh, because if a person is a poet, if a person is poet, he may tell that, oh, my horse is flying in
sky. Air.
It's gone. Or he can run very fast. But he cannot fly in air. So they can do like that.
Exactly.
They can write like that.
Exactly.
Understand?
Yes, they don't have artistic
license. Or many generally they tell like this. Who is beautiful? Oh, she is very beautiful. But more than
moon.
Yeah. Can?
Is it possible?
Not possible.
Never. Only poets like this.
He is very long person.
Tall.
He can touch a sky. What is this?
Exaggeration.
Metaphor.
So all the poets have written like this. The glorification of that black person and his name and his harikatha. All are all poisonous. And we should not
associate any.
Oh, you should see how many you are. Now you have no affection for your home. So, very big problem. Those who take Bhagavad Puthi this, here, put in tilak,
saffron cloth,
or set the hair, kanti mala,
no fee, no fee.
And they will metal. Oh, here, the pastimes of black. I will not take any fee for nothing. Only you should hear. Oh, be very far away. 1,000 miles from them, don't hear them. They are greatest cheater. They are like what?
Butcher.
They have no kindness, no mercy at all.
So
cruel-hearted. They will cut your life. So be careful. Don't go there. So what are these things? Out of love, Dibyonmar. If anyone hear all these sweet pastimes, then what will be? Oh, he will be successful. A lobe may come by hearing all these kathas from any Rashi Tattva Gavaisna. Lolya means thick greed may come. Those who are very fortunate and those who have some impression of past lives that they could not finish their bhakti in their life, past lives. Or if they will hear, anyone hear, then there is so much chance to have lulled that kind of. So you can imagine how this lulled is high class. Once we were giving class in, perhaps in New Jersey, last time. And at that time, one devotee is of ISKCON, teacher, Danudhar Swami.
Oh.
And I was reading that, Nectar of Devotion. And this is slow. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. And here, Swamiji, my Shiksha Guru has written clearly that Lolya can come. Actually, Bosana. So it was written there. What? It was written. He has written that even in the stage of an earth, this Lolya.
Stage of bondage. You asked him to read twice.
I told to read him and to
read twice.
Read himself. And he wrote. And I what he has written?
Again.
And he was bound to tell these things. Always they used to
conceal it, hide it.
To do some opposition for me. And I clearly, he admitted all these things. That even these stages of
bondage,
we can have a greed like this and we can follow the gopis, no harm. Because in our constitutional position, transcendental, there is something here. Those who have not, they should not do. But why for all? For all not, it has been told. Those who have greed, they can have greed. You cannot tell that why he, he's very new five. Or he's only in 12 years age. Or he is a general devotee. He cannot have. You cannot tell. This argument is not fit for them.
No valid.
In any state, it may be so many kinds of an earth, may be there. Lolya may come. And when it will come, at once he will gallop to
Ruchi.
Where?
Ruchi.
Taste.
Oh, taste. Ruchi. For them, sadhu sangha, bhajan kriya, anartha nivritti, nishtha, no need. He has crossed at once. It means in past lives he has crossed all these things. and he has come to this. And he is very fortunate. He is rare life. So he has tell you, if that kind of lawler, you want, or you can crop, you can
purchase
at once. But how you can? Oh, by that law, Krishna Bhakti Rasa. So we should always try to be pray Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaurchandra, his associates, Raya Ramananda, Sarvadhamodara. You should be merciful. That we can have a association bhakta like you, Raya Ramananda, Sarvadhamodara, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. And then we should try to follow. But if no laulya, then we should try to do Vaidhi Bhakti. In the line of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, then it may be that by reading Chaitanya Charitamrita,
Navakishor, Natavar, Gopavesh, Ganukar.
This, when gopis are meeting with Krishna in Kurukshetra, how high class of explanation is there. How good explanation in Chaitanya Charitamrita, third and fourth
chapter in Adi Lila.
Adi Lila, especially in fourth. Oh, he is defining, explaining, oh, how is the Radhika? And Krishna is telling, Radhika is my guru, my servant, my teacher.
Sohaya guru vasissa bhujissa vandhava piya sattam.
And he is explaining all these things. I wanted to explain you. I want to reach to that point. But I am saying that, oh, we cannot reach to that point. But anyhow, anytime we will discuss all this.
Region Holy Land.
So, Janma Koti is good. That laurel is very. If anyone has, try to keep very secretly in your heart. Otherwise, it will go away like camphor. Keep it very secretly. And only you can discuss all these things to the devotees who are rushing. And they are in your line. What line? Swajatiya Arsaya Snigdha.
Like-minded.
What is that thing? Swajatiya Snigdha Arsaya?
Means that those devotees who are like-minded. Those devotees who are like-minded.
What like-minded?
Means that the goal that one wants to achieve, whether in Dasiras, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya. In our line specifically in Madhurya. To follow in the maidservants of Srimati Radharani, assisting Rupa Manjari. So those who are established in that, who are obviously more advanced, and those who are affectionately disposed to one, that one should approach them. And they having some special affection towards one, then those very secret things which are within their hearts, then they can explain and in this way nourish one's greed.
Mahaprabhu heard, became very happy. Wonderful, wonderful explanations. But I want to hear more. I'm not satisfied. And then Ramananda, who became also so much
overjoyed.
Oh, how a good
audience
is. I've never heard a question like all these things. And he continued. Raya kahe, Prabhu kahe, iho hai, aage paar. Very good, it is. But still I want to hear something more. Raya kahe, dasya prem, sarva sadhya sar. Dasya prem. What is this? This is gold. And what is process has been, what has been told in Bhakti-samhita Sindhu Darshanam, to follow the Nitya Siddha Parikar, like
Raktak Patrak,
like Hanuman, more superior, like Pandavas, more superior, Uddha, more superior, Raktak Patrak. What is the specialty of Hanuman? Serving Ram always. But he has some opponents. Jai Vijay are serving as a Dasharas to Narayan. But there are more opponents there. Hanuman some less, but even there is some opponents. More superior Arjun, Pandavas and all. Not Pandavas. Raktak Pittak here. In Dwarka, he has so many servants. But more superior. Raktak Pittak. There is no Shuddha Dasya in Braja. Understand what meaning?
Yeah, no pure Dasya.
No pure Dasya. Raktak Pittak are the Dasya of Nanda Baba. But they think, oh, Krishna is my friend. Some mixed with friend. Friendlyhood. And some, oh, if they are more aged, then they will have some fatherly, parental love, vatsalya love. They can take care. Oh, my lalla, like this. They may give something to eat Krishna. They will play with him. So, either with dasam, sakha, or either with very, very high class of thing. They will follow this process. And object is what? Oh, Dasya Prema. And process is to follow them. Always remain them. Krishnam and
Janam.
Mainly, prominently to his Dasya. Always, how they are serving, how they are serving. If they are great. Then Gaur Premanande. Today's drama play also. So one Sankirtan you should do.
We have one
do you remember? Any Kirtan? Joshamati Nandan or any?
One announcement.
What?
Your books have arrived.
We wanted that Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, he quickly, in couple of years, he spread, he preached his mission everywhere in the world. How? How he preached? Oh, Harikatha, and especially by book distribution. Oh, Jarataro Bhai. Oh, why not? Give a minute thought. And very soon he preached all over the world, where he could not
personally.
His books went and all have so much honor for him. And very soon, quickly, all used to come to him and they are initiated. I also want that my disciples, my well-wishers, they should help me in this. That we can preach the mission of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, very soon, by doing distribution. If you will, at least 5 books, 10 books, very simple, you can take and distribute. Some profit you can keep for you, no more. And if not, all profits for Guru and Vaishnava. So, by that you can maintain your life to know how.
Or buy new books.
So I want that. You should also wish to be kind. And this will help you. In this respect, he will tell you something.
Srila Gurudev now explains how wonderful it is to engage in book distribution. So many of us have come in contact with what we have heard today, this Krishna Bhakti Rasa. And by reading books, we became so attracted. And these books which we are speaking about now, they are so wonderful and attractive. Srila Gurudev's words are so sweet, nectarian, that anyone who reads them becomes attracted.
Yesterday, also my books are supplementary to the
complementary.
Complementary to the books of.
They will help anyone to properly understand what Srila Prabhupada came to give. What is real Krishna consciousness, as we have heard this evening. So, yesterday, 20,000?
1,000 pounds.
2,000 books have arrived. And Vishnu Prabhu, he is very eager to distribute all these books. Also, others are very eager. We know that. And we would like to request you to please help in this book distribution. Now, Vishnu Prabhu will make a little presentation and ask you to take some books home with you and distribute them to your friends.
Relatives,
devotees who you know will benefit so much. What is the best thing you can give a person? It's a book. It is black and white. They can read themselves. They don't have to doubt. It is clearly presented. And by that they will surely they also become convinced that this is the real flow of bhakti, of nectar, and it will inundate their hearts, all sadness and difficulties which they are experiencing will quickly go and they will become happy forever. So, yes. Yeah, there will be some different, we will present it. There will be different books available which will be helpful for all stages of devotees.
For the beginning stage. Hare Krishna. So, we have desire for initiation. Initially tomorrow, 8:30 a.m.
This thus ends the class on the 20th of June 2002 in the evening in Lake Washington, upstate New York. Hare Krishna.